Welcome back to the Alan Nathan Show. Karen Cataline filling in for Alan today on the Main Street Radio Network. We are talking to a constitutional attorney, columnist for USA Today magazine, co-host of the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for staying with us, Jonathan Emord. We so appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Great. So I'm going to repose that question, which is, at a time during the 4 years of the first term of Donald Trump, when it really could have helped him rehabilitated his image, it would have been massively effective to be able to come up with some evidence, and yet many of us thought that Durham had to be corrupt, because why would he wait well into the next term where Trump was unseated, and we can talk another time about whether that was legit or not. Do you think Durham is for real, and why should we trust him now?
Well, I think that those questions arise, but answers without evidence are sheer speculation at this point. So we really don't know, for example, what caused Durham's delay. He apparently at one point we received information from the Attorney General suggesting that the Durham probe was going to be wrapped up before the election. And the Attorney General made that representation that he thought it was likely to be wrapped up relatively soon. But then it wasn't. And there's some indication suggesting that he had difficulty in accessing foreign sources, that he needed to explore that. But it is very frustrating, and I cannot fathom why it would take more than a few years to get to the bottom of this, given the resources that are available to Durham to get to the bottom of this. But we ultimately have to hear from Durham himself, and I suspect at the end of all of this, whenever that is, we're going to hear, and we may then judge, was he diligent or was he in some respects not, and why? I don't think, based on what he's done recently, it does suggest that he's not like the Attorney General presently, beholden to this White House in any way, because he's really shaking the trees right now.
Well, I mean, that's good to know. The only other thing I'll say about that, and yes, you're absolutely right, and you're a constitutional attorney, and so, you know, speculation is cheap and facts are expensive, at least we hope so. Why now does Hillary have enemies, and that's why all this is coming out? God only knows. Let me ask you to, I hate to say, but speculate about this. The minute Hillary lost the election, the first thing we saw out of nowhere, out of absolutely nowhere, which she has a penchant for doing, saying that there's a vast right-wing conspiracy, it's all right. She originates these terms that nobody has ever heard before until she opens her mouth. One of them was Russia, right? Russia wanted Trump to win, and therefore he won. She's the rightful president in 2016. And since then, Russia and Ukraine has been in the background constantly with the Bidens and everything else. And now we see that the hard left, not the alt left, but the hard left has had it in for Russia and Putin all along. Do you have any thoughts on how this may or may not be connected?
Well, I think that this is connected based on the evidence that we have. I mean, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, all of them pursued a bogus, entirely fabricated impeachment against Donald Trump based on what they knew to be inadequate evidence. They had closed hearings. Adam Schiff was holed up in the skiff where all this information was coming out in secret, revealing the inadequacy of their charges. He would come out of the skiff and say, I have definitive proof that Donald Trump is colluding with the Russians. These people engaged in obstruction of justice. They argued Trump was engaged in obstruction of justice. They obstructed justice. They caused the Justice Department to proceed on a false narrative. Individuals who are politically connected to them in the Justice Department and in the FBI colluded with them to achieve that end. Corruption writ large all over the place. All of these people should be bounced out of office and prosecuted. But they went after Donald Trump. He was an innocent victim of a witch hunt that was so profound and abusive. And someone needs to account for this. Indeed, everyone responsible should account for this. And I certainly hope Durham gets there. I would hope that when the Republicans take control of the House and Senate, they reopen this and focus with laser precision on all of the abusers, Adam Schiff included. Let's get to it. Let's find out what they did, what they knew, how they colluded. Let's get all their correspondence revealed to the public. Let's see their rotten, dirty laundry and abuse of power. I mean, I'm telling you, this cannot go on in the way in which it did without a thorough effort at collusion. This is a sophisticated media campaign, albeit it is a stupid, superficially dumb impeachment effort. I mean, it was on its face. I, at the time I was interviewed about whether I thought there was any foundation for impeachment, I consistently said no, because there isn't. There isn't a legal foundation for impeachment. Never was.
Well, Jonathan, how in the world could anybody take these hard leftists seriously when they impeached Donald Trump after they supposedly beat him? And yet they're impeaching him out of office when he's already out of office. They have no shame. I mean, how could they get away with that without being laughed out of Washington? And they're still there.
Well, this is the danger when people behave in a way that condones or allows others to abuse power. We have to recognize in this country that when we give up our rights, when we allow others to make decisions for us in exchange for benefits or in exchange for a promise of benefits, we engage in a very dangerous practice whereby others will become our slave owners. Basically, the state becomes the slave master and you become the slave. And what happened here is we came very close to seeing this republic completely destroyed and a regime put in place built on a pack of lies and built on third world kind of abuse of power using military force, police force, through the FBI. I mean, had their way...
we're going to have to just about leave it there. Tell everybody how they can read your stuff and find you and follow you, would you? Jonathan Emord,
sure.
E-M-O-R-D.
Townhall.com and emord.com and my book, The Authoritarians, through amazon.com.
Jonathan, you are a treasure. We always love having you on the program. Thank you for joining us. When we come back, I'll have some thoughts about free speech. Just a few. When we come back on The Ellen Nathan Show, I'm Karen Cataline.